From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, April 18th. Three North State counties will receive federal disaster aid to support recovery efforts following major storms earlier this year. President Joe Biden has approved a request from Governor Gavin Newsom for a presidential major disaster declaration following destructive storms in January and February. The declaration releases federal recovery funds for 10 tribal communities and California counties, including Butte, Glenn, and Sutter. According to Butte County's Deputy Administrative Officer for Emergency Management, Brianna Haberman, the county did experience considerable damage, the extent of which is being evaluated. She said how much funding will be available and when isn't yet known. Those determinations will likely be made next week. Under the provisions of the declaration, funds may be used to cover response costs, for repairs to public infrastructure, and in some cases, for future disaster mitigation efforts. And in other news, the Reading Police Department is preparing to release footage of the first officer-involved shooting in Shasta County since its adoption of body cameras last year. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more.
The shooting occurred last week when two officers reported contact with two men who were trespassing on an undeveloped piece of private property in Reading. According to reporting by the news outlet Shasta Scout, officers report one of the men, Cody Levi Bailey, became aggressive and threw a rock at officers, then left the area. The officers followed him and reported he was holding a knife. A third officer approached Bailey and ordered him to drop the knife. According to the police department, Bailey refused and then, quote, forced a violent confrontation, unquote, which led to an officer shooting him. Bailey has since been released from the hospital and is being held on several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. Shasta Scout reports Reading police are required to activate their body cams when using force in the field and to record until being removed from the scene or directed to stop by a supervisor. The Reading Police Department says footage of the incident will be made public within the legal 45-day time span. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
The USDA is taking applications for two programs to support bird populations on California agricultural lands. The Migratory Bird Resurgence Initiative aims to preserve, protect, and improve habitats for migratory birds. The Tricolored Blackbird Initiative works with dairy farmers to manage their fields to make nesting success for the birds. California is making $500,000 available for each program for agricultural producers. Applications are due at the end of May. And bus commuters in Reading this month can get a free bike ride pass through the Reading Bike Share. The Reading Area Bus Authority will hand out free 24-hour bike passes to bus riders heading to and from the downtown area upon request. City officials said the goal is to get bus riders more familiar with the city's bike share program, which they hope to expand in the future. And in legislative news, California has set a first-in-the-nation water standard for the cancer-causing contaminant hexavalent chromium. State water systems are expected to spend $180 million a year to comply with the new limits. CalMatters water reporter Rachel Becker has the details.
The unanimous decision came down Wednesday afternoon from the State Water Resources Control Board. The new standard puts limits on how much of the chemical hexavalent chromium can be present in Californians' drinking water. Water suppliers will be forced to install costly treatments to reduce levels of the chemical, which was made famous in the movie Aaron Brockovich. But the costs won't just hit suppliers. According to the Water Board, rates for customers could go up in many California communities with contaminated water to cover the costs of testing and treatment. Suppliers will have 2 to 4 years to comply with the new limits once they take effect.
That was CalMatters' Rachel Becker. And a California lawmaker is pushing a bill to give schools the authority to suspend or expel students for behavior that happens off campus. Critics of the bill worry about expanding schools' authority to punish students, when research has shown these punitive measures can disproportionately impact students of color. CalMatters' Ryan Sabalo has the details.
At a committee hearing for his bill, Long Beach Assemblymember Josh Lowenthal shared a photo of a swastika he says another student sent to his daughter on social media. Lowenthal says when he reported the exchange to his daughter's middle school, they told him they didn't have the authority to police off-campus activity.
Acts of bullying, harassment, intimidation between pupils are now taking place 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and a pupil who is being bullied at school can no longer simply go home to escape their oppressor.
But Lowenthal's push for schools to be allowed to punish off-campus behavior comes as California schools have moved away from these punitive measures. Research shows suspension and expulsion can have negative effects on students and disproportionately impact students of color. That's why the ACLU and other social justice organizations oppose Lowenthal's bill. In Sacramento, I'm Ryan Sabalo.
And finally, one of Governor Gavin Newsom's key initiatives has been universal transitional kindergarten. A new report finds that even though California is pushing the needle on the program nationally, there are still improvements to be made. CAP Radio's education reporter Srishti Prabha speaks with one of the researchers.
The report by the National Institute of Early Education Research notes that, nationally, funding for early education increased more than enrollment. But in California, both had an upward trend, with 38% of four-year-olds enrolled in public preschool and transitional kindergarten, known as TK. Allison Friedman Krause, a research professor for the Institute, measured California's TK program on 10 quality standards, like teacher degrees and class sizes.
TK, we see only meeting three of those quality standard benchmarks, which is concerning given just the sheer number of children in that program, as well as the plans to increase the program.
However, she says California is attempting to decrease class sizes to meet their quality standards. Despite those concerns, some parents say the TK program is essential to their child's literacy development. Michelle Galindo, a parent of two children in San Diego County, saw the disparity in progress when only one of her children was given access to the TK program.
If my daughter would have attended TK, I know for a fact that my daughter's experience in literacy would have been different. But because of that gap, you know, we're catching her up and catching her up.
California's universal TK program is expected to be accessible to all four-year-olds by the 2025-2026 academic school year. Srishti Prabha, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, April 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.